Jeremiah 26. Arrested, but delivered. The 26th chapter is dated in the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim. The prophet was commanded by God, saying, "Stand in the court of the Lord's house and speak unto all the cities of Judah which come to worship in the house of the Lord, all the words that I command thee to speak unto them, diminish not a word." This is verbal inspiration, illustrating the saying of Peter, "The prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Spirit." It was for the prophet an unpleasant and dangerous moving. The divine message ran as follows: "If ye will not hearken to me to walk in my law, which I have set before you, to hearken to the words of my servants the prophets, whom I have sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, and ye have not hearkened, then I will make this house like Shiloh, and make this city a curse to all the nations upon the earth." A similar divine threat is found in chapter 7. The passage alluded to by the Lord Jesus Christ when he cleansed the temple. And the fulfillment of the threat has for ages been a matter of history. The present writer can bear witness to the terrible truth of the word of God, having seen both Shiloh and Jerusalem in the desolation of the latter days. But the priests and prophets and all the people of Jeremiah's days could not bring themselves to believe that such a fate would ever overtake Jerusalem. They heard, but understood not. It is one of the terrible things of God's dealings with men that if they will not hearken, God sends them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be condemned who believe not the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. It was so in Jeremiah's day, and it is so now. The deceived and the deceiver are his. He leadeth counselors away spoiled, and maketh the judges fools, so that rulers, because they knew not the prophets, actually fulfilled the prophets in condemning Jesus. Jeremiah's contemporaries were like the priests and people of Jesus' day. They clamored for his death. The priests and prophets and all the people took him, saying, "Thou shalt surely die. Why hast thou thus prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without inhabitant?" So the princes came down to the temple from the king's house, and the priests and prophets put the case to them: "This man is worthy of death." And Jeremiah simply replied, "The Lord sent me. Therefore now amend your ways. As for me, behold, I am in your hand. Do with me as seemeth good and meet unto you. But know ye for certain that if ye put me to death, ye shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves, and upon this city, and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth the Lord hath sent me to speak unto you, to speak all these things in your ears." Something touched the princes and the people. Apparently, in the providence of God, Jeremiah was this time specially delivered. At any rate, certain elders aptly cited the case of Micah in the days of Hezekiah and his prophecy that Jerusalem should be plowed as a field. Did Hezekiah, king of Judah, and all Judah put him at all to death? Did he not fear the Lord and besought the Lord, and the Lord repented him of the evil which he had pronounced against them? Thus might we procure great evil unto our souls. On the contrary, Jehoiakim had slain Urijah, who had fled into Egypt after having spoken against Judah and Jerusalem, according to all the words of Jeremiah. Nevertheless, the hand of Ahikam the son of Shaphan was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death. The allusion to the fate of Urijah indicates the danger to which Jeremiah was exposed. Ahikam was one of those whom Josiah sent to inquire of the Lord when the book of the law was found, and the king trembled for fear of the wrath of the Lord. The answer of God to Josiah was that he should be gathered to the grave in peace and not live to see the evil that should come upon Judah and Jerusalem. Gedaliah, Ahikam's son, afterwards befriended Jeremiah. It's in Jeremiah chapter 39. And after the siege, Nebuzaradan liberated Jeremiah, rewarded him, and sent him back from Ramah to Gedaliah at Mizpah. It's in chapter 40. So, God can deliver his prophets out of all the evils occurrence.